Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about the G20. So we've spoken about and we've played you that clip. I'd love your thoughts on that still. That's the political part. That's the diplomatic part. But what about the financial side of the G20? On paper, it might look really cool to host a G20, gigantic opportunity, world watching, I mean, provided we do it right, and it could really showcase South Africa very, very well. But can we actually afford it? So to help us unpack the economics, the risks, and maybe the upside, we're joined by Davi Ruud. He's the chief economist at Efficient Group and one of the most outspoken economic analysts. Davi, good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. When we talk about hosting the G20, from an economist's perspective, what is your immediate response?
Good morning to you. Well, I would say my immediate response is probably positive, because certainly this is an opportunity for South Africa. It is like hosting any other event. This is an opportunity for South Africa to showcase South Africa and to show to the rest of the world there is a place like South Africa. And obviously, there are many tourist opportunities for us as well here. But not only that, there are some other opportunities as well, and certainly business opportunities. And I know that various business organizations and business people do meet one another during the time of the meetings of the G20, and I won't be surprised if there are a couple of deals being made there. So my initial reaction to this certainly is positive. What I'm a little bit concerned about is that the G20 is not only about numbers, it's not only about money, it's not only about economic opportunities, but it's also there's a quite a significant dose of politics involved in this whole thing as well. And I'm referring, for example, to Donald Trump not being here, or the Americans not being here, and some of the other countries not being here. And I get the feeling sometimes that this is an opportunity, a payback opportunity sometimes for some countries, where Donald Trump wants to make a point in trying to pay back South Africa in a way, or some of the other countries, actually by being here, they want to make a point in opposition to Donald Trump. So there's a significant dose of politics involved in all of this as well, and that can eventually have a negative impact on trade relations as well, or business relations as well. But my first impression, trying to answer you, certainly is positive. This is an opportunity for South Africa to showcase ourselves, and who knows, maybe something will come from that.
When you host something like the G20, what are you responsible for? In terms of cost?
Well, I don't know. Well, of course, there isn't a full-time administrative process behind that. That depends on who's they're going to be the next host for this. But you are basically responsible to make sure that the leaders come to South Africa or come to your country, a country that works well, a country that is safe. You have to host them. It costs a lot of money and all of that. And you also question about the affordability of all of this. Now, maybe I can just make a comment about the affordability. This comes from the taxpayer in the end. So the taxpayer is going to pay for this, not only the taxpayer, but the local taxpayer at the municipal level as well. The city of Johannesburg is cleaning up the place for a change, and that certainly is a good thing. But from that, it comes from the taxpayer, but the amounts of money that we're talking about here is not really that huge. We're not talking, I would guess, it's probably going to be certainly less than 100 million rand or so, which is a lot of money, but in the bigger context of things, it's not really that much money.
And as you say, if there are deals, as you're saying, if there are deals done on the side, well, then that already makes it up, doesn't it?
It certainly can. One or two good deals can certainly make that up. And not only that, it's basically impossible to measure what the impact is going to be on the South African economy. But who knows, maybe over time, more and more people will come and visit Cape Town and the Kruger National Park and all of that. And eventually there will be benefits to South Africa as well. So, but the amount of money that we're talking about here is relatively small. If you compare that to something like, for example, a big event like the Olympics, for example, or something like that, where you really have to spend huge amounts of money on infrastructure, you can't compare it. That is completely different, because there you talk about significant, huge amounts of money that will be spent, which of course can potentially have an impact, impact on your finances. But this, I don't think, is going to have so much of an impact on the financial side of this of South Africa.
And I would imagine that all the delegations are obviously paying for themselves. They are utilizing hotels and shops and local transport, local companies for all sorts of things. I would imagine that there is an immediate benefit there as well.
Without a doubt, certainly without a doubt, a lot of those, many people are coming to South Africa, and they've come to South Africa in the previous couple of months already. So huge amounts of money have been spent in South Africa, and that certainly is good for. And while they're here, why not go and pop out and go and see something, going to the Kruger National Park or go out to a restaurant or whatever the case may be. So yes, they're spending a huge amount of money already in South Africa, and that is to the benefit of South Africa. It is also quite disruptive. I mean, this morning, the traffic was already a bit of an issue, and I don't know how I'm going to get home this afternoon. So certainly there's a lot of disruption in all of this as well. But I would say, coming back to your first question, that the positives are probably much more significant than the negatives.
That is great, and that is something we love to hear. Davi Root, Chief Economist at the Efficient Group, giving us his perspective on the economics around the G20. Thank you, as always.